Kof Kislev, Tuesday the 20th of December, Rabbi Raphael Goldblatt, When to Light Neris Hanukkah.
Okay, so the question of when to light Neris Hanukkah sounds like a simple one. We can open the Shulchan Aruch and see what he says. But in fact, it depends on a machlokes rishonim, not just about the beginning point, which you're probably aware of, but there's a machlokes of shkia or nach, but what exactly is the geder of the din of Chazal, what's the time, lechatchila, to light Neiros Chanukah, and we'll see that for halacha lemaisa with some applications that are discussed. So the Gemara says that the zman to light Neiros Chanukah is mishetishoka hachama, from when the sun has set, or when the sun sets. And as I said, to machlokes, whether that means shkia, whether that means nacht, which means what we come out with 10 or so different shittas when that would be, because when is shkia, when is nacht, etc. But that's a fairly basic, straightforward machlokes. Depends on when shkia or nacht are for every other halachic question. To my say, it's less straightforward than that. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Shulchan Aruch starts off ein madlikin ner Chanukah before shetishok ha'achama, and he paskens that that means nacht. You can't light early. That's the first point in the machaber. You can't light later, and you can't light earlier. So the mashmor so far in the Mechaber is, the Zman is on the dot, which according to him is Nacht, according to the Goyen, and according to many Rishonim, that's Shkias HaChamo, when is Nacht, etc. But it has to be on the dot, at Shetishok HaChamo, whatever that means. No later, no earlier. That's point one. And there are shittas, you can have it earlier, but yeah, but we're not going to deal with lighting early. And then in Sif Beis, he continues, if Shochach or Hizid, someone for whatever reason hasn't lit Im Shkias HaChamo, again, the Shetose, as we pointed out from Sif Aleph, that the Zman, the ideal Zman is on the dot, as Shkias HaChamo, or what he calls Sof Shkiosa, which is Nacht, happens. So if, b'dieved, someone for some reason hasn't done that, then he can continue lighting Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, Shehu Kamoi Chatzi Shah, he can continue lighting until the Gemara explains less than the last, the fuel merchant went home after everybody else went home from the market, which is, the Rif says, about and the Rosh, about half an hour after the Zman, whichever Zman you take as being the ideal Zman. Then, so if you haven't lit at that time, but d'yeved, you can light until Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, and he continues, and the amount of oil, etc. Then we'll jump the Ramon, we may come back to it. Umihu, the Ruf Mechaber continues, Hanimile lechatzchila, that is lechatzchila, Avol im Ovar zehazman b'lei hidlik, if that time has passed and he hasn't lit the menorah yet, Madlik v'hoylech kol halayla, you can continue the whole night. And that's it, that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, we have three stages. First, step one is, ideally you light on the dot of the Zman. If you haven't done that, you have Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, which he says is k'moy chatzishah, around half an hour. If you haven't done that, then you can continue lighting the whole night. And the pashas of the Mechaber is, if you continue lighting through the whole night, you can still make a brocha on that. Any time in the night, we'll come back to that question. There's a machlokes about whether he means that or not. But there are three steps. There's the most lechatchila, which is at the Zman. Then there's the next half hour, which is less lechatchila. It's only for someone who's missed the ideal time. And if you haven't done that, then you have the whole night. So, according to the Mechaber, lighting after half an hour after Nacht, according to him, is relatively b'dieved. The Mechaber may well hold that you make a bracha on that hadlokah, but it's relatively b'dieved. It's the third step down. And more than that, ideally, we should be lighting at Nacht itself. Maisa, there are several. It's clear in the poskim that the poskim, whether they're probably arguing in the Mechaber, we'll deal with that when we see the sugya, but the poskim take on that at least the first point, which is that the Mechaber says the most lechatzchila is on the dot of the Zman, that they take on is not lahalacha. For example, Magen Avraham discusses, many achronim speak about this, if someone hasn't yet davened Mariv, and his minhag is to light the menorah at Nacht, should he light first or should he daven Mariv first? Todiv shenu todiv, todiv koidim. So he has half an hour, you should daven Mariv first. That's the opinion of many posts, and that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned that maybe you'll miss the Zman by doing this, but the halacha is todiv shenu todiv, todiv koidim. If someone normally davens Mariv at Nacht, and he hasn't yet daven Mariv, and he normally lights his menorah at Nacht, so he should light daven Mariv first. If you hold like the Mechaber, we'll come back to where this machlokes comes from, but if you hold like the Mechaber seems to say, which is that the ideal Zman is at Nacht, there's no question of Todiv Sheinu Todiv Todiv Koidim. Ner Chanukah, the lechatchila way of being yotze Ner Chanukah, it's a mitzvah iveres, it's a mitzvah that you're missing the only minute, which is the most lechatchila way of doing it. It's not just the dim reason makdimin. Mariv, you have longer, so light the menorah and then daven Mariv. Similarly, the Magen Avraham and the other poskim speak about once the Zman has come for Ner Chanukah, are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed to have a shower? Are you allowed to learn? There are many discussions, and they apply the klolim that apply in other mitzvahs the Gemara about Lulav, the Gemara about Kriyashma, the Gemara about Mincha, Erev Shabbos, the different places in the Sugis where there's discussions of whether, how much you're allowed to eat, what type of food you're allowed to eat before you're Yotzei the Mitzvah, what's the Chatzchila, what's Shas HaTchak, etc. You've not mentioned that you have another problem here, which is that you have to do it right now. If you have half an hour to do the Mitzvah, then of course we can discuss how much you're going to eat, what you're going to do first. Now we also speak about the half hour before the Zman, so that's less of a problem. But once the Zman has come, you have to stop, you have to not eat at all because you now have to go to the Mura and light. So it's clear, all these poskim understood that although the Mechaber is Mashma, the Mechaber pretty clearly says that L'chatchila you light on the dot of the Zman Ner Chanukah, but the poskim clearly take on that that's not L'halacha, they don't speak out that they're arguing with it, we'll deal with not why they don't speak it out, but what exactly is the base of the machlokes. But the halacha, we don't hold to that. We hold that what the Mechaber puts into two stages is our first stage, which is that you have the zman from Shkias Hachamo or Nacht, whichever one is whichever your minig is, for the next half hour or whatever, that's the zman chatchila. If you've missed that, then you're talking about a b'diavad already, and then there's a machlokes if you can even make a brachov. So let's go. There's several questions that the post can discuss, which are relevant to how we understand the din of the Zman Ner Chanukah, and we'll say over the questions and then come back to it. First question is, L'chatchila, of course, somebody who can be home at Nacht or at Shkia or within half an hour of Nacht or within half an hour of Shkia, whether he's davening Marib or not, whether he's eating or not, whatever, those are the specific points. But if he can be home at that Zman, of course, that's when he should be light. What about someone who comes back only later? Somebody who has to be at work, he can't be home before 6 o'clock, or 8 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, or whenever it may be. Somebody can't be home. What should he do? So you would assume he should light when he comes home. The Mechaber says that b'dievet you can. Fine, we'll deal with whether you can make a bracha or not, but the Mechaber says b'dievet you can do that. What about if he could send a shliach? Somebody else could light for him at the Zman. Mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchoi. Since everybody agrees, whether we hold to the first point in the Mechaber or not, everybody agrees that beyond the first ad shetichareh v'nashuk is b'dievet, although it's better if he can do it, but it's of course better for him to send a shliach to do it at the ikar zman than to himself to do it at the time that many poskim hold he can't even make a bracha. So l'chori should send a shliach to light for him. Nobody does this. Another point, which
shliach makes bracha also.
The shliach would make a bracha if the shliach does the mitzvah for him and for himself. Yeah.
He'd have to see it.
Pardon?
He'll see
it when he comes back. If he doesn't, if he knows Yotzei Shliach, he doesn't have to see it. The moral of Brich Saroya is only if somebody's not lighting for you. If you've been Yotzei, you don't have to see it.
What kind of Pesumanissi
is he? Pesumanissi is not his Pesumanissi. Pesumanissi is everyone else. He doesn't have to see it. Only if he's not being Yotzei.
But the Shliach's got a mitzvah issue based, though, so it's not for his household.
He can, in his own house, or if he's part of this household. Oh, no, he can do both. He can light in his own house and light on behalf of someone else. In two different houses, his own mitzvah.
Yeah,
because it's two different mitzvahs. More, even if we would suggest that mitzvah Yosef Yishluchi might be mad for this, but before that, as we've just mentioned, the Ikka mitzvah is Ner Ishul Beisoy. Even the Mahadrin is to have one menorah only in each house. Even the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, according to the Rambam, is to have one menorah in each house, but definitely your Yotz of the mitzvah with having only one menorah in the house, that's definitely Yotz of the mitzvah. So if somebody has someone from his household at home, then it's not even mitzvah yotzei mishluchai. All he's doing is not doing the mahadrin min hamahadrin. But obviously, l'chora is posher that it's better to be yotzei the zman at the time that Chazal were koveh, rather than wait until the time which is b'dieved and possibly can't even make a bracha according to many poskim. If someone from his household can light on his behalf, that definitely would be better. Even more so if it can be his wife, because that way you're not losing any of the menorahs. His wife should light on his behalf. It's true the Mishnah Berurah says in Tofei Shein Hei that it's not ideal for a woman to light for the husband, but that Pashtus is talking about a case of when the husband is present and could light for himself, then that's not something l'chatchila.
She makes a bracha.
She would make a bracha, like if she has her own house. And Rabbi Avadia Yosef Takapasin is that in a tshuva, and I saw this also b'shem Rabbi Eliashiv, that if somebody can't be home until 6 o'clock at night, his wife should light at the zman, because why is that? That's barely less l'chatchila than him doing it himself.
Can she not light without being his shliach?
That's what I'm saying. And then it wouldn't be mitzvah yosef mishluchai. Then it wouldn't need to. It wouldn't be mitzvah yosef mishluchai. He's doing the mitzvah. That's his mitzvah. She's doing his mitzvah for him.
She's doing their joint mitzvah.
As much as he does that, I'm trying to say that even without mitzvah, if you look in that specific, in that application,
but
if he's
starting, they say mitzvah says man grom, you can't.
Not for Chanukah, because afin hoy bois hanes. No Chanukah, everyone agrees more.
No.
Then he wouldn't have to light down. Ravadia passes that in a tshuva in Yabiyah. I think it's in Yabiyah. Omer passes in a tshuva that if a man is not going to be home from work until 6 o'clock, his wife should light up at nacht or at shkia. He has enough, and that's it. Why not? That's lechatzchila. This is with the eved. Why should we not be doing that? The ma'aseh, I have yet to find someone who does that. Another question is the other way around. What happens if the husband can be home but the wife can't? So there's a before the current fad of people asking the gedolim any shaila they can think of and then pretending they've written a sefer, there was a choshev talmid chacham in Yerushalayim called Shlomo Sovol, who used to go to Rav Chaim Zonnefeld regularly and ask him questions, and he published a sefer of all the answers called Shamas Chaim, which he called the Tshuvas of Rav Chaim Zonnefeld. He didn't try to take the credit. He wrote a similar sefer with Tshuvas from the Rogatchover called Salmas Yosef. And in Salmas Chaim, he says that he asked Rav Chaim Zonnefeld this question: if a man can be home and his wife can't, should he wait for her or not? Pashtus, you would assume not. Rav Chaim Zonnefeld said that the halacha is that if someone only has enough money for one ner, he can either light ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos is koidim because ner Shabbos has a maila of shalom bayis. So he says, kol shekein, if lighting ner Chanukah will spoil your shalom bayis, then of course you wait. You don't have to light at all. But the ma'aseh, the pashtus is that a person should light, and a person shouldn't be allowed to wait for his wife or his children or whoever it is to be coming home. And is that true or not? So if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara, which there are two Gemaras which we're going to speak about, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph says, Kovsa Einu Zochuk Lo, famous Gemara, if someone's lit Ner Chanukah and then the Ner goes out, he doesn't have to light it again. He's been yotze his mitzvah, that's it. So the Gemara asks that there's a brisa that says that the zman of Ner Chanukah is Meshetishoka Hachamo, which we've already spoken about, Ad Shetichle Rega Menashuk. The zman is from sunset or nacht until the people stop coming past, which we've seen the Rif says is about half an hour after the zman. And the Gemara explains that means when the Talmudoi, who are the fuel merchants, went home because they used to stay after everyone else, so that if anyone got home and found he didn't have enough oil for his lamp or wood for his fire, they could come back and get it. So they used to stay a bit longer. That's the zman. So the Gemara says, if Kovsa in Zokotlo, what does the Braisa mean? That it has that the mitzvah is from Shetishok Achama at Shetichorei Manashuk. That implies that the Ner has to be lit from then till then. So if it went out, you should have to light it again. The Gemara says two answers. First answer in the Gemara is, Di'iloi Adlik Madlik, that if he hasn't yet lit at the Zman, which is the Makor of the Mechava, that Lechatzchile you should be lighting on the dot, but the Lashon Gemara is Mashma that way, that if he hasn't yet lit at Shetishok Achama, then he still has another half an hour. Inami Leshiura. Alternatively, the pshat is how much oil, how much fuel has to be in the lamp, how large the candle has to be in order to be able to the mitzvah. It has to be big enough that would be expected to last at Shetichle Rega Menashuk. That's the two answers in the Gemara. There's another Gemara later on. The Gemara says that mitzvahs ner Chanukah, lo ma'acharim v'lo makdimim, which we saw as the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. Lo ma'acharim v'lo makdimim, you can't light later, and you can't light earlier. So most Rishonim learn that the second Gemara, lo ma'acharim v'lo makdimim, is not talking about ner Chanukah, it's talking about ner Shavuos. However, the Rambam learns that this is talking about Ner Chanukah, and that's the Makor of the Shulchan Aruch here who passes this. The Rambam learns that Lo Ma'achrim V'Lo Makdimim. Tosfos on the third, Lo Ma'achrim V'Lo Makdimim implies Ner Chanukah, you can't light later than the Zman, you can't light earlier than the Zman. On the Gemara which says that there are two explanations for the Braisa of Meshed Shokar Amad Shtik Reg Nashuk, Tosfos says, these are two answers, meant other Rishonim also say the other Balei Tosfos, these are two answers. Possibly the answer is that if you haven't yet lit, you still have the leeway of the next half hour to light, and you've got that zman. Alternatively, Lishura. So Tosfos says these are two answers, and the Gemara hasn't given us a psak. So if there are two answers, what's the halacha? The halacha is it's a sofik. Therefore, says Tosfos, if someone hasn't yet lit in the first half hour, he can still light afterwards because maybe the halacha is like the second answer. If the halacha is like the first answer, then the implication of the brisa is that if he hasn't lit by the end of Ad Shetichle Rega Menashuk, he's finished, he's lost it. However, according to the second answer, it's only a shir. If it's only a shir, then there's no makor that you can't light later on as well. And that's the source of the Shulchan Aruch who says that if someone hasn't yet lit at Shetichle Rega Menashuk, madlik v'holich kol halayla, you can keep lighting the whole night. Now, Tosfos seems to say it's a sofik, so the post can point out that l'chore one can't make a bracha, and they're not sure whether the Mechaba means this or not, but they say that l'aloch l'mais, in certain cases, if someone's relying on this Tosfos, he would have to light without a bracha. So that's the shit of Tosfos. Tosfos says that there are two opinions. You have to have the first opinion holds that it has to be lit al shetichah ringan ashuk, and if it wasn't, you've lost it. The second opinion holds that you have to have a shear of fuel which would enable it to burn for that long. But and if you haven't done that, you haven't been yoter. So firstly, like the Mechaber Pastans, if you've missed the window of the al shetichah ringan ashuk, you light afterwards. Let's for the moment say without a bracha. Secondly, the other way around, if someone lit the nair with only a drop of oil in, afterwards he has to put it out and light it again with more, however he can't make a bracha. And that's halacha l'maaseh paskund in the poskim.
Why could he put it out?
He has to put it out because according to most poskim he hasn't been yotzer. If he's put in only a drop of oil, not enough to last for half an hour or however long, then he has to light it again, but without a bracha, because there's a possibility that he's already been yotzer. According to the first answer, possibly there's no shit. That's shittas tosfos. According to this, the Gemara that says lo ma'acharim cannot possibly be talking about Ner Chanukah, right? The Gemara that says you can't light Ner Chanukah later than its man, it can't be that you can't light a Ner, the mitzvah of the Ner mitzvah later than its man, can't be talking about Ner Chanukah, because if it's talking about Ner Chanukah, how can there be a suffix in this Gemara whether you have a fixed time or not? Tosfos says clearly that according to the second teretz of the Gemara, which is that Shtichah Munashuk is a shear in the amount of fuel, in how long the it has to be capable of lasting, has to potentially be able to last. But there's a Mefurash Gemara that you can't light later. Tosfos paskens that you can light later. So he, to learn the Gemara this way, one has to learn that Lema Achrim is talking about Ner Shabbos, which Taka is the opinion of most Rishonim, and that's the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Hilchas Shabbos as well. Mishavura points out that it's a steward, the Shulchan Aruch paskens both. The Rambam, however, has a different mahalach in the Gemara. The Rambam says, there are various points in which the Rambam is different, and we're going to explain that they're all the same machlokes. The Rambam paskens both answers. This is the Rishonim, the Nosek Kedim point out on the Rambam has paskens both answers. If you look at the way the Rambam presents the answers, the Rambam actually has paskened very differently from Tosfos. Not only does the Rambam pasken like the first answer, that if you've missed the window, you can't light later than that. Also, the Rambam, when he explains the shear, does not say that the shear is the amount of oil that would burn from shir to shok achama ad shetichah ringan ashuk, this diuk, the Magen Avraham, the Prichodesh, many achrayim make this diuk in the Rambam. The shear, and it's mefurish in the ritual like this, not the Pshat in the Rambam, but he says this is Pshat in the Gemara. The shear of ad shetichah ringan ashuk, the shear is that you have to, whenever you're lighting your lamp, you light it so that it will burn until tichah ringan ashuk. So if you're lighting at the Zman, that may be half an hour. The Rambam says, k'moy chatzi shor o yoysa. It's about half an hour, maybe a bit more than Oysa Kenim say. Maybe a bit more, that's what he means, o yoysa. It's approximately half an hour. When you light at Nacht or Shkia, according to the Rambam, whichever shit you're going with, you have to put half an hour's worth of fuel in. If you light 5 minutes later, you put 25 minutes worth of fuel in. If you light 20 minutes later, only 10 minutes. If you light 29 minutes later, you only need to put 1 minute's worth of fuel in, and you've been out to your mitzvah. That's the lechat chilah. Therefore, the Rambam learns, he doesn't pasken both answers. The Rambam holds that both answers are the same thing. The zman of being out to the mitzvah is that is the zman in which you can light the menorah, and that is also the shir, because whenever you light, that's the amount of fuel that you have to have in your ner. That is the gedda of the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, therefore, if someone missed the window, he's missed it. He can't do the mitzvah anymore, wouldn't make sense to do the mitzvah. How much fuel would you say he has to put in if he's lighting after the mitzvah? Not only that, the Ramor Paskins, this is also based on Tosfos, the Ramor Paskins, most of us light inside, most people in Chutz La'aretz nowadays light inside, or in the Shas HaShmad of the Gemara when someone's lighting inside, how much fuel would he have to put in, when would he have to light? So Tosfos says, L'chatzchila he should still light, so the Ramor says, L'chatzchila he should still light within the window of Achetichur Egon Ashuk, but still more L'chatzchila, because it's still visible from outside, especially if you light at the window. The Ramor used to light next to the front door. It's still visible from outside. So, of course, L'chatzchila one should light during this man, but really there isn't as man. B'di'evet, there isn't. It's not even as B'di'evet as it is in the Shitta of the Mechaber. The din of the Gemara, which says that L'chatzchila you're supposed to be lighting Achetichur Egon Ashuk, that's a L'chatzchila because the mitzvah was to do it then. Because the mitzvah was the pesul minisah of the rabbin. But in a situation where you're not doing that, then that's not part of the mitzvah. In other words, the basic zman of the mitzvah is kol halayla, which is why Tosfos assumes to be the second answer, you have the whole night. Even once we've been told that mitzvah sa'ad shetichah ringan ashuk, that there is this zman, that's only in the case where there is an application of ad shetichah ringan ashuk, but if not, not. And what's the shear if you do that? The shear is a half hour's worth of oil. According to the Rambam, we would not be able to say that. According to the Rambam, the whole Zman HaMitzvah is Ad Shetichah Regem Nashuk. There is no other Zman Mitzvah. There isn't really a shear. The shear is it to burn until the end of the Zman. And even someone who's lighting in a place where nobody can see it would also have to light within that first hour, half hour, and couldn't light afterwards, and would also have the same shear shemen, even though that shear makes no sense, but that is the gedder of the Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam understands that that Lo Ma'achrim v'Lo Ma'kdimim applies to Ner Chanukah. Not only because Lo Ma'achrim, you can't light after the Zman, because that is the whole mitzvah. There's no concept of mitzvah so kol halaylo in Ner Chanukah, like other Rishonim mentioned, according to the Rambam. The whole mitzvah is only Ashadik and Ashuk, so therefore Lo Ma'achrim can apply. But also, that's why the Lechatchile is, according to the Rambam, to light on the dot, which he probably took from this Gemara also, from Ilo Adlik Madlik and from Lo Ma'achrim, which itself has two stages, a Lo Ma'achrim Lechatchile and a Lo Ma'achrim B'diyevet. That's the Loshon of the Mechavla, which he pointed out. So the Rambam, who learns that the whole Gedah HaMitzvah is for it to be lit during the Zman of Anshei Techer Oman Ashuk. So, ideally, you're lighting at the beginning of that Zman. It's not just Rizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs. It's more than that. The way to be going to the Mitzvah is to be Mefarsim HaNes, and the best way of being Mefarsim HaNes is obviously if you from the beginning of the window until the end of the window. According to the other Rishonim, even according to the first answer, that the Zman is Anshei Techer Oman Ashuk, that is the Zman of being going to the Mitzvah, but the Shir remains a different Shir, and therefore we have no Makor that Lechatchila, except as Rizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs, Lechatchila one should be lighting on the dot.
How did the Rambam understand Matthew Bahulachal Alaylo?
He doesn't have it.
Doesn't have that.
No, he doesn't have it.
No. That's not the
Gemara. It's Tosfos.
That's Tosfos.
Yeah. That brings us to the question. The Mechaber starts off with the Rambam, except for the fact that he passes Nach, not Shkir, but he passes like the Rambam, Lo Makdim, Lo Ma'achrim. He uses the Loshon of the Rambam, Shochach, Oy Hizid, Velo Hidlik. He has Ad Shetech Rengun Ashuk, implying that Lechatchili, you light on the dot. But Dieved, you have Ad Shetech Rengun Ashuk. Nevertheless, he passes the Tosfos that you have the whole night. However, if we look in the Mechaber, I didn't find that the place can point out this difference, and the Mishavur is mashma not like this, but Lechoira, there's an important difference in the Loshon of the Mechaber that he's changed from the Loshon of Rambam. The Rambam says, if someone's shochach by hizid and hasn't lit his ner, he's madlik v'holich ha-shetich regun ha-shuk, which is approximately half an hour, or yoso, etc., etc. Hilkoch, you have to put in the oil ad shetich regun ha-shuk. That's how much oil you have to put in. So we've explained that means, that many Achronim point this out, we've explained that means that there's not a specific shear of fuel. The amount of fuel is so that it will burn until the end of the window. For example, the briskerov was medayik. But the Rambam says, oh, yes, so the briskerov was medayik, that it is half an hour, but it can be more, and if you're in a place where people are still going past until later, you have to leave it burning for longer. He lived in the Chav Yishaya opposite the Edison cinema, and he used to have his nearest burning until 1 in the morning, in order to be choshesh for this Shitz HaRambam. The Mechaber, when he quotes it, doesn't say, Hilkoch tzorech litin bo shemen ad shetich reg min ashuk. He says, Hilkoch tzorech litin bo shemen kozeh hashir. You have to put in enough fuel for this amount. Now, I would suggest that although the Mechaber has until this point quoted the Lashonis of the Rambam, in that he seems to say lechatchil yulait on the dot, etc., and he's mentioned this the kamoichat yishor, etc., shochach mehizit, and those points. However, at this point he's taken us away from the Rambam. The Rambam learned that both answers are the same. The answer of the window of the Zman, Eloi Adlik Madlik, and the answer of the Shir are one and the same answer. That is one din, which is that the din hadlocha is to light from whenever until Tichrei Mashuk, and therefore that's the Shir. The Mechaber's changed and put Kazeh HaShir, that this is the Shir that you have to put in. The Zman hadlocha is Ad Shetich HaRegu Nashuk, which is approximately half an hour. Hilkoch Chazal Wukoveya, that the Shir of fuel you have to have is half an hour. And therefore, although the Mechaber does seem to have quoted the Lechatchila, possibly only because of Rishon Magdimim, possibly because Lechatchila one should be choshesh for the Rambam, but not min hadin, I'm suggesting. It's not min hadin that the Mechaber holds that the Ikka Mitzvah is at the dot. He, Be'etzim, in the Pshat in the Gemara, holds, like the Tosfos, that Ashetich Reg Min Ashuk is the window of lighting. And there's a separate answer, which is the Shir, which is Shir Shemen of half an hour. And therefore he can continue that if you haven't lit at that time, you can continue afterwards, possibly even with a bracha, possibly not, based on that machlokes. The Mishabrua says half of this. The Mishabrua asks the Kasha that the Mechaber in Hilchas Shabbos passes Lo Makdimim about Ner Shabbos, and nevertheless says it here. Over here, it's a Shit Yichidah of the Rambam. He has a number of questions. He says he can't find a Shitta that holds you light at Nacht, and nevertheless holds Lo Makdimim, Lo Makdimim applies to Ner Chanukah. And he says the Lo Makdimim, Lo Makdimim in the Mechaber is just an Inyan Misvara. The Mechaber doesn't mean to pass like the Rambam. He's talking about more the Makdimim point, and he holds Lechatchila you can light in the 10 minutes of the Zman, but He does make this point, which is that the Lo Ma'achrim v'Lo Makdimim in the Mechaber is not intended to be the Loshon HaGemara and the Psak of the Gemara and the Psak of the Rambam. He's taking the Loshon HaRambam, but what he really means is, don't do it later than the Zman, don't do it earlier than the Zman. He doesn't really mean the Rambam's Havona in the Sugya. If we take on this Mahalach, we take on like the Tosfos, so then there's another extension of that which we can suggest. What happens, nowadays, with electric light, when Tikkur HaGemunashuk is much later. What's the halacha? So the Brisker Rov was Madaik from the Rambam. Others argue with this diuk in the Rambam, but the Ritval says Mufurish that actually Tikkur HaGemunashuk is not a fixed zman. The Rif said half an hour, the Rosh says half an hour, the Rambam says approximately half an hour or a bit more. That's because in their times that's how long it was. But if the zman has changed, you have to light for longer. If you hold of this lahalacha, says the Ritzvah, so nowadays you have to have a much bigger menorah, and that's what the Briskers do. We have a menorah which will last for much longer. L'chora, we would say, we cannot hold of this lahalacha. Once we hold of Tosfos, Tosfos says that the shir is half an hour, that half an hour applies even if you're not, there is no Brisker minyan, even if it's in your house, the shir is half an hour. More than that, Shmuel Vosner is Madaik and Shevet Halevi, that the Mechaba says, Tosfos says, you can light the whole night. What happens if it's 1 minute before Alayis HaShachar? So it's mashma in the mechaba, you can still light. And of course you still need half an hour of oil. You have 1 minute of actually doing the mitzvah, but you can only do the mitzvah if you've put in half an hour. The half an hour is a shir kavua. So if the half an hour is a shir kavua, even in a case where there's no pristul minisa, l'chore it's poshut that that can't change with the zman. As much as in situations where there's no pristul minisa, there can't be a shir, it's illogical to suggest that the shir would change according to what the pristul minisa would have been had he been outdoors. It doesn't seem to make sense. And therefore, the post can take on, it's a half hour kavua. However, if we're right in our understanding of Tosfos, which is that the two answers are completely definitely yesodus, and that's why they're arguing with each other, according to Tosfos, you would have thought you can light the whole night. The first answer is being mechadish, that you don't have the whole night, and therefore it's a sofik lahalacha. So in that first answer, that doesn't have to be consistent with the understanding of the second answer, which is that it's something kavua. The second answer, which says it's a shir, that has to remain kavua. It's a shir, like all shirim. Shir is half an hour worth of fuel, and that's it. That's the shir. The first answer says, achetech reg manashuk, l'choyre, there's no reason not to suggest, and many places do take on this way, even though the Mishnah was not much like this, that there's no reason not to suggest that the first answer would change the feeder's man. In which case, we come out with a very interesting psak. We come out that, although the Mechaba says that l'chatchile you have to light until k'moy chatzi shah after the zman hadlocha, after nacht or after shkia, although the l'chatchile would be the first half hour, but in fact, that l'chatchile has changed. Although our shir still remains the half hour's worth of fuel, because of the second answer, but the actual zman hadlocha does change, and that's not only the first half hour, that's even longer. With that, we resolve our questions. Our questions never arose. As long as the husband or the wife, whichever way around it is going to be home before Tikkur HaGemunashuk, which 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, the machlok is exactly how to measure it, but nowadays it's significantly later. As long as you have that, your question doesn't arise at all. The poskim say this explicitly in one application. They don't say it as a lechatchila, but they do say it in one application, which is, we said that many poskim ask on the mechaba that how can the mechaba say you can light the whole night, which is mashma with a bracha? Tosfos says it's a sofik. So many poskim say, Mishra also is mashma, he's taking on like this in this point, that if it's achetichal reim anashuk, Mishra is a different application, but the basic you saw it. If it's achetichal reim anashuk, then you can still make a bracha. If it's not, then enochanami you can't. And the mechaba himself, the mashma also can make a bracha, we don't know. But halacha lemaisa, if someone is lighting before that zman, indoors it's slightly different anyway, but if someone's lighting before the zman of Tikkur HaGemunashuk, then he can make a bracha. Now, what does that mean? The zman that Gemara gave us is half an hour. There is no concept of Tikkur HaGemunashuk besides that. So if you're talking about indoors, then there's a discussion, what exactly is the pristul minyan? So if you're talking about outdoors, how can the poskim say this psak, that until 9 o'clock you can make a bracha, and afterwards not? Mimon afshach. It's mukhrach that they're taking on that as pshat in the Gemara, we can still learn that one has longer than the first half hour, even though the shir is only going to be half an hour. Just another couple of applications where this yesod is relevant. Firstly, the Mishnah Berurah says, like most poskim, that the shir is half an hour's worth of fuel. There's no inyan to put more than that, except the Brisker Rov, pshat in the Rambam there, there's a Yavetz. Also, there are opinions that there's some sort of hiddur, but the pashtus is there's no inyan to put more oil in, more fuel in than that. Possibly, yeah, doesn't it? Once you have a shear, you have a shear. You don't need to eat more than a kazais of matzah, unless you hold of the bach and the goyim. There's a separate mitzvah for yomis, but there's no mitzvah of doing more than the shear. There's no mitzvah, mitzvah's lulav, to have a bigger lulav. There's a hiddur mitzvah to have a bigger lulav, because it's more beautiful, but it is a less beautiful big lulav, or a more beautiful small lulav, and the smaller lulav is 4 tfachim long, 32 centimeters of chaim noah. That's the better one. Why? So you shouldn't put, no reason to put more fuel in than half an hour. Possibly, according to this mahalach, although the shear remains half an hour, but since the actual zman hadlaka is achetich reg manashuk, and we're saying that that has changed, then perhaps there would be at least an inyan, or is being mekayim the mitzvah at least for longer than the first half hour. The mitzvah is being mekuyom for longer if he's put in more than that, which in fact comes out that, as a chumrah, because there's a question discussed in the place, and the halacha is, if you set aside fuel, oil, for Ner Chanukah, you can't afterwards use it for another Hishtarashos. The halacha is, if you haven't, Lechatchila one should specify you're only setting aside the first half hour, but if you haven't, b'diavad, more than the first half hour's worth is mutter. If this is true, perhaps, and I think Moshe Shlomach writes this in the Tshuva, if I remember this correctly, nowadays, if we're right to suggest that there's at least an inyan and you're mekayim the mitzvah, not just a prisum minitzah, you're actually being mekayim mitzvahs ner chanukah in a different way by having the lighting longer. So unless you specify that you're only doing the mitzvah with the first half hour's worth, anything more than that in Nachnami is set aside for the mitzvah. Another nafkamina. We touched on this earlier, the Mogan Avraham, the other poskim will discuss what happens once the zman has come. Are you allowed to eat? Are you not allowed to eat? Etc. Now, if someone starts doing something which he wasn't allowed to do, he starts eating a big meal once it's Ner Chanukah, once it's Zman to light Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara is Mechalik, if you mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah drabonon. For mitzvah deraisa, you don't have to stop in the middle. Just make sure you do it in the end. Mitzvah drabonon, you don't have to stop in the middle. Just make sure you do it in the end. Because chometz, etc. Davening Maariv, if you've already been used to Kriyashma for some reason. For a mitzvah drabonon, for a mitzvah deraisa, Kriyashma, one has to stop in the middle. Not just because Kriyashma is shorter, because for a mitzvah deraisa, we're more concerned. Magen Avraham says over here, Mishpura of the Queen that brings this in the Sharatzion, that Ner Chanukah, although it's a drabonon, one has to be machmir like a deraisa, because you only have half an hour. If you only have half an hour, you can't keep going. You've only got the very short window of opportunity. If you miss that window, you've lost it. According to what we've said, now we have the kula, that Ner Chanukah will revert to being like any other mitzvah drabonon, which is if you've started even be'issa, you don't have to stop in the middle in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, because nowadays we have 3 hours, 4 hours. So since you have much longer, we wouldn't have this extra chumra of the Magen Avraham not to go ladin to gemara in this particular question.